Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about progress versus perfection. One of the biggest challenges many of us have is actually achieving goals in some sort of structured way. I don't know about you, but I sometimes look back over the last year and go, wow, look at all that cool stuff I achieved, and look at all those challenges I overcame. But if you'd have asked me 12 months ago how I was going to achieve it, I'd have gotten a bit stuck. And one of the biggest challenges I always have had is this need for a certain level of perfectionism, especially 4 or 5 years ago before I understood my dyslexia. So in today's episode, let's dive into it. I'm going to talk you through a few stories and a few things that I'm learning about that could help your dyslexic life just go that little bit smoother. So let's dive into it. Okay, so let's dive into today's episode. Now, I think this is a real important one, and we touch on perfectionism quite a bit. You know, is it just a dyslexic challenge? Probably not. I presume everyone has it occasionally from time to time. What we find with people with dyslexia, and sometimes ADHD, is we have a real need to create perfection. And I've had this all my life. I've struggled with it. It's led to some amazing work being completed, but usually at the expense of a lot of other things in my life. You know, it also leads to poor communication. If I don't get what I want sometimes and put in a perfect way, I can get really frustrated, or especially used to, when the pictures in my head couldn't kind of be created in reality. And that's what we're talking about with dyslexia and perfectionism. Is with a dyslexic mind, you are very visual in the way your thought patterns work. You know, if I say, I want you to imagine the most beautiful cup of coffee that has a leaf on top that's really intricate. You know how people draw on tops of coffee? I don't know how they do it, but they draw on tops of coffee and they do this most intricate leaf that's coming off of a tree maybe. Can you imagine it in the milk? And it's a beautiful foam leaf. Now we can imagine that in our brains really clearly. You know, if I say to you, close your eyes, and if you're not driving, of course, and imagine a cup that you have in your kitchen at home or wherever. Imagine a cup that you really like to drink out. Now I want you to put the coffee in that cup and put that leaf back on top. Can you imagine the cup? Can you imagine the coffee? Can you imagine the leaf? Now, many of us, not all, but many of us can picture that pretty clearly. And with a bit of practice, your visualization can improve massively as a dyslexic. It's a real trait of ours. But the biggest challenge is we can make such clear pictures in our brain, but then to turn that into reality can frustrate us because it may take you 2 seconds, 5 seconds, 10 seconds to create that visual, but it might take you half an hour to recreate that coffee. For me, it would be about 3 days, 4 hours, 12 minutes. No, just kidding. I haven't done it, but it would take a long time. I have no idea where to start. I'd have to watch videos on how to do it. I'd have to make sure I had the right coffee. I don't even know how you really get the foam on top. I'm not a barrister. There'd be a lot of stuff I would have to do to take action to achieve that. And so what happens is the perfect vision in my head of what I want to create just takes too much energy in reality for what it's worth. And so I just get frustrated that I can see such great stuff, but to bring it into reality, it's terrible. Now, it's just not good enough. This was kind of the term. Now, over the years, having learned that and understood myself, I give myself much more of a break. But I still find it pop up. You know, it also slows you down in progress. You know, you may have heard the term fail faster. You know, if you fail faster at things, then you get success quicker, which when you really think about it is very much a set of trigger words. Now, trigger words, if you haven't heard me talk about these in the past, are words that don't have a real exact physical example, like a table or a chair. So fail faster, everyone's picture is going to be different, right? Faster isn't a specific word. Faster for one person is different to the next. It's got a lot of different visual pictures associated. Failing as well, failing usually for many dyslexics, doesn't have a great feeling associated, let alone a great picture. So when someone goes, you know, to succeed, you need to fail faster, you know, you sit there and you go, well, I fail pretty much all the time, right? I feel like I'm always failing. I should be a bloody millionaire at this rate. You know, that's kind of the feeling, right? For many of us, it's like we feel like we fail all the time. So these trigger words don't really, really help. So trying to fail faster, for me, I always really struggle to grasp that phrasing. You know, I could say it, you know, I could repeat it, but to understand it doesn't really make sense. And you know, why this has really come up is I was really reminded of it when I've started on this recent health kick. You know, for me, 2022 is about physical health, which I know will lead to a lot of other benefits through my life, but it's the big one for me in 2022. It's the game changer, that and getting married. But I just trust that one's going to work out super well. But with fitness and diets, you know, I remember 10, 15 years ago, I feel like I'm getting older now, I was, you know, always trying different ways to lose weight and to get fitter. I was a big boy. I was a big guy when I was young. I was huge. And over the years, I've probably shaved off, you know, at my peak, I think I'd lost 35 kgs, which would be about, I want to say 80 pounds, give or take. At my height, I probably put on 40 of those back, 35 maybe, and I really want to get back down to that. I've kind of just, you know, COVID has really lazed me up a bit more than I would have expected, and just for whatever reason, I need to get back into it. But one of the hardest challenges of many diets is that, you know, I'm either full into perfection mode, where I'll usually go intense for 2 weeks and I will be perfect at a diet. I will be so perfect at it. But then what will happen is one day something will go wrong or I haven't planned it very well, which also happens, and I'd eat something I didn't mean to eat. The minute that happened, perfection broke. It was like, you know, a window had a little crack that just expanded. And it's like, well, if I've failed at that point, what's the point of continuing? Sometimes I'd have a second wind for another week, but I'd continue to break down slower and quicker. It was becoming less perfect. Sometimes if I was lucky, I'd take away a few lessons from those diets, which is positive. Definitely they were better than not doing them. But overall, I felt like I failed. I felt like it wasn't perfect. I couldn't do it. It just didn't work for me, which is frustrating. And I'm sure maybe you felt that way for something. Some people don't have the challenge with food. Some people have it with shopping or something they're doing at work. Could be a driving test, could be anything. But it feels really bad, right? It doesn't feel good. And so, you know, in learning about my dyslexia, one of the key things I have learned is progress versus perfection. And progress versus perfection is exactly what it sounds. If you imagine you're walking down a road, it's just about continuing to take another step each day and realizing and at some point you are going to trip on a rock that you don't see. And at that point where you trip on that rock and maybe you fall over and say you're trying to do it to a specific time, this trail, let's call it, this path, and you're like, wow, I've missed a time stamp or a moment that I thought I'd be able to walk in. I've been laying down for a few days or maybe a few minutes. I'm not sure how the story goes really, but I've kind of fallen over, and you get back up and you go, well, I can get back up and keep going, but you have this feeling of imperfection. In the old days, I would just go, sheesh, I've fallen over. This walk to the right direction isn't perfect. It's going to slow down. What has that fall actually meant to the whole walk? Did someone see me? Potentially, I could have thought that. You know, there's a bunch of things that would run through my head and I'd overthink it. And I'd go, well, this walk wasn't perfect. I've fallen over once. And then I'd walk again. But because I was overthinking everything, I'd fall over again. And when you start to fall over and fall over, you just go, I'm over it. I'm going to turn around and walk back down that path. Okay. Now, what I've started to do instead now around progress versus perfection is I'm starting to plan to fall over. I'm going to fall over and I'm going to be very aware that there are rocks in my path. So if I do see a rock and maybe I start to trip, I can bring myself back and go, I knew that was going to be there. This journey is I'm going to keep falling over, and that's okay. Doesn't matter. What I'll do is every time I nearly fall over, I'll work out why I nearly fell over, and I'll do something to help myself not fall over. And what I've learned is building that level of self-understanding and consistency is what's leading to me being successful. You know, like on this diet, I've had a couple of days where I've had a couple of bits of food that are questionable of what you could have are allowed on the diet. And so I've checked them up afterwards and gone, there's a better brand for that, or I probably shouldn't have had that, but that's a great learning lesson. Next time I won't trip over that again. Whereas old me would have gone, you failed again. Why are you even trying? You know, you're just stupid. You know, come on, everyone else can do it better than you. That would have been an old pattern, where now I'm like, okay, I'm learning. I'm kind of failing faster. And by failing or tripping over, which is probably a better way I'd like to think, by tripping over and getting back up quickly and saying, hey, I knew I was going to trip over. How do I deal with that type of stone in the future? It changes the way you operate as a person. And as long as you know where you're going, and like I'm really clear where I want to be fitness-wise, it's not a number, but it's a way I look, it's pretty cool. And I'll tell you, that's the biggest, it seems like such a silly and small lesson, or something you'd go, I know that. But how often does it trip us up? How often do we struggle with it to a point where it affects other parts of our life? Where if we trip up in one part of our life, we feel worse in other parts of our life, and then we take it out on other people. So just keep that in mind. Next time you stumble, you're just tripping over. How can you realize it's just a rock towards progress? It's not an issue with perfectionism. And if you can also get it through your head, how it works with dyslexics and perfectionism, with being able to see our thoughts but not recreate them as easily in real life, especially when it involves other people, but that's another podcast. You know, there's so much to it, right? Hopefully you've enjoyed that. Hopefully it's got you thinking. I'll be back on Thursday, my time, and I'll be talking a little bit about our upcoming Confident Dyslexic course. We're kicking it off in February. So it is exciting. So I'll be back in a couple of days. Have an epic rest of your day.